Kia ora, Nick. Well, transport and the roads have been concerning operators for quite some time, even before the extreme weather events we've been having. Are they getting worse?
Well, I think that the extreme weather has seen them get much worse in particular parts of the country. And of course, that's pretty obvious. It's Hawke's Bay, Tairawhiti, Gisborne, Bay of Plenty and Northland. And we know that when you run down the maintenance of your infrastructure and then you get unforeseen weather and extreme weather, that you are going to naturally, the condition of that infrastructure is going to be hit far worse, and that's what we've seen. Mm. But what we do have to do, I think, is build back better. And the government put in quite an injection into the maintenance budget last year for Roden. It was a long time coming. We've actually got to keep the pressure on for that to be injected in this year and the following years, because otherwise we're just not going to get on top of the maintenance mountain that is our state highway network.
So that was something like $400 million, I think, wasn't it? Is that enough?
It was. But when you're looking at Northland's highway network, which, you know, I think has something like a slip every kilometre. Now, it's not just the road, but it is the surrounding terrain, its slopes, its banks, it's ensuring that everything around the road is safe. That is a massive job. But it isn't something that we should allow the anti-road brigade to tell us that, oh, it's just not worth it. We've actually got to power up and build our infrastructure capability in New Zealand, because we're still going to need not just roading, but all the things that support an economy. And that is going to cost money. And I've said it before, but you know, Chris Hipkins, the Prime Minister, said, we've got to find the money. And that's the truth of it, because otherwise we will go backwards as a country, and we can't afford to do that. We've got to support our primary sector. We've got to support export goods going to market. We've got to support communities getting food and things that help them operate a local economy. And roading is still the key to that, and that's something that this election, Transport in New Zealand, is going to be focused on. We're going to be releasing an election manifesto. That manifesto is going to have a number of issues, some of it quite specific to the needs on a day-to-day basis for transport operators, but one of them, of course, front and centre will be roading maintenance conditions and the building of new roads. You know, let's separate these out. We need to rebuild some roads better. We need to increase maintenance to the whole network. And we need to build new highways that are safer, more resilient, and that can lower emissions by the way they're built. And that's, it's pertinent, because I've just done a radio interview about the one-year anniversary of the opening of Transmission Gully. Mm. Now, that road, and there will be trucking operators that say, well, it's not ideal for trucks, although we know that 75% of heavy vehicles do use it. But it is a bit of a masterpiece in terms of infrastructure and what it's done for the Wellington region. The mistake that's often made, though, is you get these big roads built and you think, oh, great, look, we've done our work. There is no end to this. Mm. There is no end. We've got to keep investing in roads. We've got to keep investing in infrastructure that supports our lifestyle, our economy, the kind of growth and productivity that New Zealand needs at a time when, obviously, we've got to be productive to grow our way out of inflation. So it's a careful balancing act, of course, because spending more on roads is inflationary, but at the same time, we need to grow our economy so we can overcome inflation. And that's something I think that we've also got to put into the pit this election year. And speaking of election year, David, we have our conference coming up on the 28th and 29th of June in Wellington. It's going to be at the Lower Hutt Event Centre. We are going to have a political panel of major spokespeople from political parties. We're going to have the Minister of Transport, Michael Wood. So members and industry players should come along to that conference. Go to the Transporting New Zealand website. Find out what the program is. We've got some great speakers that I think will really not only set the picture for election year, but just talk about the kind of changes that businesses need to be thinking about in this quite stressed economy. Now, we know that the transport industry is doing very well in this economy. I don't say that every transport operator is, but in totality, revenue is up. We know that transport operators are paying a lot more, so costs are going out the door. But we, in comparison to other industries, I think that things are looking perhaps better than other parts of the economy. But we've got issues that we need to really lob at all the political parties if we're going to make a difference. There will be a new government, David. There will be a new government. We won't have a Labour majority government after the election in October. It will either be a Labour Greens government or an Ashlett government. And who knows, Winston or the Māori Party could be thrown in there as well.
Interesting.
We've got to put our position down to politicians and then see what they respond to us on those policies.
Okay, well, it sounds very interesting and definitely a lot more to come in this space. We'll look forward to hearing more about that later on. Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.